Sech Adavos Perek Hei Mishnah Yitches Kol HaMizakeh the Rabbim Ein Chet Bar Yodo. Anybody who brings the Rabbim, the public, to virtue, then in such a case, no Chet will come to the person who is Mizakeh the Rabbim. As we don't want that the person who is Mizakeh the Rabbim and brought the Rabbim to Gan Eden, he himself will be in Gehenna. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that person special siyata d'shmaya, a special guiding hand from above, that he would not fall lidei chet. Since he has such a great source that so many people are doing mitzvahs because of him, therefore he has special siyata d'shmaya. We call him machti es harabim. Ein maspikin biyado lachos tshuva. Anybody who causes the public to sin, in such a case, he will not have sufficient time. He will not come lidei tshuva. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow to do tshuva, the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want that his talmidim should be in Gehenna while he sits in Gan Eden. And since he caused so many people to sin, it would not be right that he would have a chance to do tshuva and sit in Gan Eden. So therefore, our Kadosh Baruch Hu does not give him the chance to do tshuva, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes him away from the world before he can do tshuva. Moshe zacha v'zika es harabim, tchus harabim talui bo. Moshe Rabbeinu was Zocha in many mice and Tovim, and he was also Mizakeh the Rabbim. The Rabbim were doing mice and Tovim because of Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, the Zchus of the Rabbim is dependent on Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu did Tidkat Hashem, and he did Mishpatim in Yisrael. We learn from this Pasuk that all the mitzvahs of Ma'asim Tovim that Yisrael did, it's as if Moshe Rabbeinu did those mitzvahs of Ma'asim Tovim, since he was the Gorem, he was the one that affected and caused that Klal Yisrael would do mitzvahs. Yerubam chata behechti as a Rabbim. Yerubam, on the other hand, he sinned himself, and he was also machti the Rabbim. He caused the Rabbim to sin. He put an Avodah Zarah in Beit El and done, and he encouraged Klal Yisrael to serve Avodah Zarah. The sins of the Rabbim is totally on him. It's as if he himself did all those sins, since he encouraged the others to sin. Shenema. This we can learn from the Pasuk Achato Yerubim ben Nebat, Asher Chato Asher Hechti Es Yisrael, about the sins of Yerubim ben Nebat, that he sinned and caused Klal Yisrael to sin. And since the Pasuk doesn't say Achato Yerubim ben Achato Es Yisrael, it just says Achato Yerubim ben Nebat, we can learn from here at the sins of Klal Yisrael, as if Yerubam did those sins. So therefore, since when somebody mizakeh the Rabbim, all the mitzvahs that the Rabbim did, it's as if he did it. So therefore, ein chet ba'al yado. And since he had so many mitzvahs, all of the mitzvahs that all the people did are as if he did it, so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow him to sin. As opposed to somebody who is machti as the Rabbim and causes many to sin. So therefore, all those sins are as if he did those sins. So therefore, in my speaking, the other loss is tshuva. We do not allow him to do tshuva. As how can he do tshuva for all the sins of other people? He can only do tshuva for his own sins. The sins, all the sins of the other people, in which he can't do tshuva for. And it's as if he did those sins, so therefore there's no chance for him to do tshuva. Instead, he will die without tshuva. Anybody who has the following three midos would be considered a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, as Avraham Avinu had these midos. U'shlosha dvarim acherim. And anybody who has the opposite of these three midos, mi talmidav shel Bilam HaRasha, he would be considered a Talmud of Bilam HaRasha. Ayin tova, v'ruach nemucha, v'nefesh shvela, mi talmidav shel Avraham Avinu. Somebody who has an ayin tova, meaning to say, is satisfied with his lot. Not interested in gaining a lot of wealth, is not jealous of others. This is a mitzvah of Avraham Avinu, as we find that Avraham Avinu told Melech Sodom in Michot Batzruchnal Vim Ekach Mikar Shalach. Avraham Avinu was not interested in taking the booty of the war in which he defeated the four Melechim. Ruach Nemucha, meaning to say that he is very modest. This mitzvah we also find by Avraham Avinu, as he said, Vanochi Afar Ve'efer. And nefesh shveva, meaning to say that a person is parish from taivos and gashmios. He is not interested in the pleasures of this world. And as we find by Avraham Avinu, that he told Sarah, hinei no yadati ki isha yifas mara at. Only then did Avraham Avinu realize that Sarah was yifas mara. Therefore, we see that Avraham Avinu didn't pay any attention to how Sarah looked. So therefore, we can see from there that Avraham Avinu was parish from Gashmias and Taibas of this world. Ayin Rab Ruach Geboa B'Nefesh Rechava Mitamidav Shel Bila Marasha. Somebody who has an Ayin Rab, bad eye, this is a Mita that Bila Marasha had. As the Pasuk says, Vayisa Bilam Es Eina Vayar Es Yisrael. Bilam tried to give Klai Yisrael an Ayin Rab. And Ruach Geboa, somebody who is very arrogant and conceited. This we also find by Bilam, as the Pasuk says, Ki me'ein Hashem l'siti l'haloch imachem. Bilam told the shluchim of Balak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, refuses to allow me to go with you, and he was inferring here that you are not prestigious and prominent enough to allow me to go with you. So we see he was very conceited. And nefesh rechava, meaning to say that all the money in the world was not enough for him. He always wanted to gain more and more wealth. As the Pasuk says, Em yitein li balak melo beso kesef vizav. We see that Bilam was interested in a lot of kesef vizav. Ma bein tamido shal Avraham Avinu l'tamido shal Bilam Arasha. What will be the difference in the end between the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu and the Talmidim of Bilam Arasha? The difference is, Talmido shal Avraham Avinu ochlin b'olam hazeh. The Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, they eat all the good in this world and they inherit the next world. And tzaddikim are very happy in this world as they are mistapik b'mu'at, they are satisfied with their lot. So therefore they are ochlin b'olam hazeh, as a zeo asher asameach b'chalko, who is considered wealthy, somebody who is happy with his lot. And the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu also inherit the next world. Shenemar, the Pasuk said, lahancho o'av ayech, through Sam Amale, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manchel to his Oavim. Avraham Avinu is called Oav, as the Pasuk says, Zera Avram Oavo, and the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu are also called Oavim. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manchel Yesh. Yesh is referring to Olam Haba, as Olam Haba is Yesh, that is the main existence. And Chazal tell us that in La'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give each side 310 worlds in Olam Haba, Keneged Yesh, Yesh is Gematria 310, and Odrusam, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will fill the treasure houses for tzaddikim. This is referring to Olam Hazeh. Avot Talmidim shel Bilam HaRasha, the students of Bilam HaRasha, on the other hand, Yorshin Gehenim, they inherit Gehenim, they don't go to Olam Haba, instead they go down to Gehenim, V'yordin LeBe'er Shachas, they go down to Be'er Shachas, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'atah Elokim Taridein LeBe'er Shachas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send them down to Be'er Shachat, Anshei Damim U'Mirma, people of Damim and Mirma. As Bilam was an Ish Damim, as he caused 24,000 of Klai Yisrael to die because of the Eitzah that he gave to be Machkir, the Bnei Zmoa, to be Mizani with Yisrael. And he also was an Ish Mirma. He was full of Eitzos L'Ra to try to be Machshel Klai Yisrael. Lo Yachsu Yimeim, they will not live out even half of their days. As Chazal tell us, that Bilam lived to only 33 years old before he was killed by Cherev, by Klal Yisrael, Ba'ani Eftach Bach, and I will put my bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.